The city of Syracuse has struck a deal with Syracuse University to provide $7 million in revenue over the next 5 years. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, it extends an earlier service agreement that would have expired later this year.
One of the issues that affects a cash-strapped city like Syracuse is the amount of tax-exempt property within city limits, things like churches, universities, and land owned by other governmental entities.
50% of the city's property is off the tax rolls.
So Mayor Stephanie Miner is pleased that the city and university were able to come to terms on a new 5-year service agreement that will provide $4.5 million for general services to the city and another $2.5 million for neighborhood organizations. The agreement comes just as the mayor's putting the finishing touches on the next fiscal year's budget.
A 60% increase in revenue in year one that we're going to see, that we're going to put in our budget that we otherwise would not have. And in fact, we had we not been able to come to a successful resolution of this, we would have had to put in a zero in that. So this is not something where, you know, these numbers have real impact.
Miner says a deal like this basically offsets the impact the university has on city services. The city also has a similar agreement with Krauss Hospital. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.